The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi everyone, Kimberly Falker here, the founder and CEO of the Premier Dance Network, the only podcast network dedicated solely to the world of dance. And welcome to the Katherine Morgan Show. But before we get started with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to share a word from our sponsor. Body Wrappers Angela Luzio is happy to be the proud sponsor of the Premier Dance Network. Body Wrappers Angela Luzio is known for its fine total stretch tights and Angela Luzio shoes. Tyler Peck, principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, is its spokesperson and designer of Tyler Peck designs for Premier. It takes a dancer who wears a leotard all day to know what is best in a leotard. So Tyler's beautiful original leotard designs fit perfectly, are ideal for class, rehearsal, or performance, and move well with the body won't ride up in the back. Body Wrappers makes additional apparel for all types of dance that includes ballet, jazz, modern, lyrical, hip-hop, tap, team, liturgical, performance wear for competition and recital, as well as Angela Luzio shoes. You may view all the products at www.bodywrappers.com or to purchase Tyler Peck designs by Body Wrappers, go to dancewearcorner.com or your favorite online dance apparel retailer for all their products.
Happy New Year. I know it has been a very long time since I have done a podcast episode, and I do apologize for that. If you've been following me on YouTube and such, you know why I took that big break. But we are getting back to the podcasts now, one a week. I'm very excited to get back to it because I have a lot I want to talk to you guys about that is more appropriate for this form than a video. So I hope you are excited about 2019. I definitely am. So in this episode, I just kind of want to get reacquainted with you. I want to talk about what's been happening with me, tell you my goals for 2019, and hopefully just inspire you that you can, you know, achieve what you want to this year and that you have the best year ever. So again, for those of you who've been following me on various platforms, you kind of know what I've been up to. I can't even remember when my last podcast episode was, to be honest with you. I think it might have been in March or April or somewhere around there. But basically what happened was I went through a very devastating time in my personal life. I don't want to get into it too much, but I am no longer married and it took a huge toll on me and it was kind of a turning point in my life, which is one of the things I want to talk about, to get through that difficult time and to find out certain things and to kind of come to the realization that the relationship you thought you had was completely a lie, and to have it end after devoting your entire life to it, it kind of left me at this point where I realized I could either let it get to me and, you know, curl up in a corner somewhere, or I could use this time to really come out of this in a good way, and I could come out of this stronger than ever. And thankfully, I did choose that. Basically, to get through the hard times, I got back into the studio and just to, you know, get my brain off of personal life. And I realized that not only did I want to dance again, but that I could. Everything kind of fell back into place really easily. And it's like I've restarted that chapter. And if it hadn't been for that personal trauma in my life, I never would have started dancing again. And now I'm happier than I've been in a very, very long time. I feel like I've come into my own. I turned 30 this year, and it's like that new chapter started. So that's the first point I want to make to you guys. If you had a rough patch in 2018, use it as, you know, the starting block for your new year. Use this as, you know what, I'm going to come out of this stronger than ever. I learned a lot from whatever you went through. You know, I certainly learned a lot of lessons from what I went through. And I talked about this on Instagram in my New Year's post. I learned that you should never give up on your dreams for someone else, because going into the marriage, I gave up a lot for it. He was military and I knew that that was going to mean sacrifices and I was okay with that. But I completely gave up everything for my ex-husband, and you can't do that. You cannot give up on your own dreams for someone else. The right person will support you no matter what. So I learned that. I learned that I was a lot stronger than I thought I was. You know, when you go through a rough time, you learn that, wow, I didn't actually curl up under a rock and die. You know, I am stronger and I can get through this and I can, you know, be okay, which is what I learned. And I also learned that you're worth it. And that's the biggest lesson I want you guys to learn in 2019, is that you are worth achieving your dreams. You are worth having whatever it is you want to work towards and that you want in your life. And you can get there. And even in these terrible circumstances, whether it is a personal divorce or whether it is an illness, you know, because I've been through that as well, whether it's, you know, any kind of family issue, you will come out of it. You will be stronger because of it, and you are worth more than you even know. And you are worth being happy. So my goal for you guys this upcoming year, and something that I'm going to be working towards too, is to finally start believing you're worth achieving your dreams. Because we can want it all day long, but if you don't actually believe you're worth it, and you don't believe you can do it, you never will. And that is one of the things that this rough time taught me, is that, yeah, I'm meant to be dancing. I'm meant to do this, and I want to do this, and I can. For the first time, I actually believe that I can get back on the stage. I think for the last couple of years, even before the divorce, with my illness and with just all of that stuff I was dealing with, I didn't actually think I could get back there. But now, having gone through what I did, I really have realized, you know what? I am special. I am worth being able to do this. And I really believe that I can. So that's kind of where I am in my personal life. I turned 30 this year, as I mentioned, and I really have started a new chapter. I'm excited to create new content for you guys. I'm excited to really help you guys overcome whatever it is you're dealing with, because goodness knows I've had to deal with some things lately. So if I can do it, so can you. And that is the whole point of this. We all can do it. We all can achieve what we want to. So that is what I want you to focus on in 2019, is not just the goals you want to achieve, but believing you actually can and believing you're worth doing it. That is huge. So we're going to be talking about that here. We're going to be talking about that on YouTube. And, you know, start small. Let's say you have some big goal you want to achieve, but you think it's insurmountable. Start small. What is the first step in achieving that goal? You know, if you accomplish that much, then you go on to the next step. So if you are feeling overwhelmed, back it down a little bit. Don't feel like I have to achieve everything tomorrow, because that's not going to happen. So for example, with me with getting back on stage, I've been back in the studio. I've been doing a lot of Pilates. I've been doing a lot of fitness and working on my body. And for the first time in a very long time, I'm in the best shape I've ever been in my life. And it's been a process. It hasn't been overnight. And I think the reason it worked this time is because I did take one day at a time. I didn't try to achieve the world in one day. So you have to take it step by step by step. And if you just start believing it's possible, it'll happen. So that's another thing we're going to talk about, is actual steps you can take to achieve your goals. Instead of just saying, yeah, you can do it, I'm going to actually try and help you get there. So that's one of the things we'll be talking about in future episodes on the podcast. So just to catch you up again, I am back dancing. I am training. I have moved back to New York. Whether I'm here permanently or not yet, I don't know. That will depend on what companies bite, basically. But I do have a plan. I don't want to get too specific because I'm a big don't count your chickens before they hatch kind of person. But I do have some plans, and I do think it's possible. And I can't wait to take you guys along and show you the process. And, you know, you guys have been so helpful and so encouraging, even in the roughest times for me the last year or so. You guys were the ones that were still so encouraging and so supportive. And so the least I can do is take you along and do my best to show you what the process is like. It hasn't been all wine and roses, obviously, but it's been incredible. And I finally feel like I'm getting somewhere, especially after the illness 8 years ago. You know, it's been a rough go, but I think if I can get out of it and if I can, you know, get back on track, so can you guys. And so if there's anything you get out of my content this year, I want you to just, as I said earlier, I want you to know that you're worth it. And I want you to start believing that you are worth achieving your dreams. Because it took me a very long time to learn that, especially with the trauma that I went through. You know, for a very long time, for a couple months after things went down, I did feel like an absolutely worthless human being. We all do in those moments. And when you've put your trust in someone and that trust is then broken, you know, it makes you question things. It makes you feel like, what did I do wrong? What, you know? And I think that's very difficult. But once you get out of it, and once you can kind of get past the traumatic moments, you realize, okay, I am still strong. I am still valuable. I am still loved. And once you have that feeling, then you can start moving forward. And so know that if no one else in your life values you, I do. And you are valuable and you are worth it. All it takes is for you to believe in yourself. It doesn't matter if everybody in the world thinks you're a loser. Everybody in the world thinks you are completely worthless, which they don't, by the way. Know that you are. And as long as you know that you are, you can achieve anything. So let's have 2019 be our best year yet. I certainly am ready for a great year. Goodness knows. But that's kind of where I am. And I've got, you know, as I said, you guys have given me such great content suggestions coming up. I'd like to keep this podcast consistent. So if you have any podcast episode requests, please contact me or the Premier Dance Network with your suggestions. If there's anything you're struggling with or anything you want to achieve this year, please let me know, because that is why I'm here. You know, I can do ballet videos and ballet podcasts all day long, but the whole point of me doing this is for you guys and to help you achieve your dreams and to help you get somewhere. So I want to tailor make this to all of you as much as possible. So if you have any requests, suggestions, let us know and I will be happy to oblige. So I hope you guys had a great holiday. Again, happy new year, happy 2019. I think this is going to be our best year yet. Start believing it and it will happen. And I can't wait to take you guys along for my personal journey of definitely, hopefully, getting back to the stage. So you can follow me on YouTube and Facebook. Just type in Catherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Catherine_Morgan and on Twitter at Catherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening and I'll see you next time.